Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Why do we celebrate All Saints Day? It's a tearjerker for many. It makes me swell up in my eyes when I think of those loved ones that have passed, gone to glory. Well, it's heavy on my heart, and I'm sure it's heavy on many of yours. But there's a specific reason we celebrate All Saints Day, not just to recognize those saints who have passed away in the last year, not just to recognize those saints that we hold dear in our hearts, but so that we recognize the hope that's within each of us. You heard it in our readings tonight from 1 John, that hope. That's why he said that hope. And what hope do we have? This last verse from what we just sang for all the saints. From earth's wide bounds, from ocean's farthest coast, through gates of pearl, streams in a countless host, sing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's why it's so wonderful to celebrate All Saints Day. That's why it's so important that we remember and we preach and we teach and we talk about that hope. Because in our first reading from St. John's Revelation, I love this. And behold, a great multitude that no one could number. How many are in heaven? A number you just can't number. From every nation. And a good friend of mine, he's from the Church of the Brethren, a pastor here in Bibley County, Craig. He's the president of our Bibley County Ministerial Association. And whenever I see him, he always says, hey Phil, how's your tribe? This is where he gets it from. From all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, the number of people who are going to heaven is so numerous we can't even count. And like the good reverend that taught me well in all of my field work in my vicarage, I had the same fellow, and he taught me. These who are clothed in their white robes with palm branches in their hands is me and you. You know, if you ever sit there and someone asks you, hey, are you going to heaven or are you going to hell? You know who I'm talking about. He always asks people that. I'd be with him. He's a pastor. He's now retired. And we'd be getting a bunch of things that are, we'd be going to dinner at Pizza Hut after church before we go do worship. And he'd go up to pay the bill and he'd look at the little young lady at the, I almost said the little girl, but the young lady at the cashier and say, hey, are you going to heaven or are you going to hell? That's how often he would ask. Because he wants people to know they have hope. They have a life ahead of us. We have a future in the sweet grace of God, wearing those white robes and standing before the throne and before the Lamb with palm branches in our hands. That's what the Bible tells us we're going to be doing in heaven with all those saints who've gone before us, with all those saints who are going to go with us on that great and wonderful last day. We're going to be spending our time singing praises to God. We'll be on our knees and we're going to be praying, praising, and thanking the Lord. And we're going to love it. We're going to love it. Not just for a couple days. For eternity. Forever. And look what he says. They shall hunger no more, no more food. Oh, if only that happened now. Neither thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. And he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. I've had many a tear. Many a time, in joy and in sorrow, and I've had to learn, like some people that haven't had to learn, I had to learn to cry because I wasn't allowed to cry when I was young. I grew up in a household where men don't cry, and I wasn't allowed to cry. I had to learn how to cry. And it was several years into my military career that I learned it's okay to cry. And since that day, well, give you for instance, my kids keep telling me, Dad, quit choking up in the pulpit. So we have that hope, that glorious hope. And why? Mission was to go to that terrible cross, the only place to lay his head and die a death that we deserved, so that all of our sins would be forgiven, not just for today, but for that eternity we're going to share with all the saints in heaven. That's hope. In the name of Christ our Lord. May the peace, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ.